You're listening to Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, a religious right to abortion? The Satanic Temple argues for their First Amendment right as the Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. That story right after this short message.
Nobody move. If you try to make any move,
are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available at fathomevents.com.
As we edge closer to the announcement of the Supreme Court's ruling that will overturn Roe v. Wade, groups are trying whatever they can to convince or coerce the court to back down. One of the more shocking groups arguing for their rights is the Satanic Temple. They are claiming that they have a right to perform religious abortion rituals and are committed to protecting religious abortion access for its members. The Satanic Temple says in a public statement that, in states that outlaw abortion but grant exceptions for instances of incest and rape, members should be permitted a religious exemption to perform the Satanic Temple's religious abortion ritual. They laid out their plan to sue the FDA to permit the Satanic Temple access to abortion pills that are used as part of the religious abortion ritual. In 1993, the group introduced the Satanic Abortion Ritual to be classified under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The Satanic Temple wants unrestricted access, especially in states like Missouri, where they have prerequisites before someone can have an abortion, like waiting periods, reviewing a sonogram, and reading informed consent booklets. According to their own website, the Satanic Temple claims that the abortion ritual involves the recitation of two of its tenets and a personal affirmation that is ceremoniously intertwined with the abortion. The Satanic Temple is advocating for abortion and are fighting to keep the religious right to it. They claim that the law is clearly on their side, but they are gearing up for a legal battle and have announced that they are researching the possibility of creating religious abortion facilities. As the fight for the life of the unborn continues to escalate, followers of Christ must commit to pray for the end of abortion, not just through legal means, but also in the hearts and minds of all people involved.